Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about why should I feed you? Well, let's go. Yes, friends, hopefully you guys are doing well. I am. It just angers me that a lot of stupid people think that you need to take care of them. Why? Why? Usually the ones that are stupid and weak are either minorities, they're either women or fucking just weak people in general, and it's so tiresome. I bet you're wondering, oh Gonzo, what are you talking about? Well, let me bring up a clip of a negress, talking shit because nobody helps her. Well, let's hear her fucking whine and complain, right? Yes, friends, look at this nigger bitch. She's so fat. Look how fucking bulbous her nose is. She looks like fucking Squidward. Why do you let yourself get so fucking fat? But yet you want people to give you cash and prizes. Well, let's see what comes out of this pig's mouth.
Maybe that black woman would have spoke to you if you paid for her groceries.
Oink. I heard it go oink. Oink, oink. Look at this fucking bitch. She wants you to pay for her groceries. How much you think this bitch fucking eats? I mean, by herself, she eats fucking $500 worth of groceries. And that's fucking weekly. Oh, yes. Fucking stupid. Do you really want to feed this fucking bottomless pit? I think not, but let's continue.
Instead of a hi, if you said a, hey, can I cover your groceries? I think you're a really beautiful woman.
I think you're a really beautiful woman. You really think someone fucking said that shit to this fucking fat hog? I think not. I call bullshit. Yes, who the hell wants to fuck this shit? Unless you need a green card, but nowadays green cards don't mean shit. Yeah, so what's the point of calling this nasty fat hog beautiful? Who the hell would think this is beauty? No, fuck you. That beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And goddamn, if you look at this shit, you go blind. You're not supposed to stare at the sun directly, goddammit. Well, anyways, let's continue.
And then I'd like to make your day better. We're living in late-stage capitalism.
Yes, lady. Things are getting really fucking expensive. It's because of giving all these cash and prizes to stupid, worthless people, such as yourself, you fat bitch. Yes, that's why they need to cut fucking all forms of welfare, take away women's rights, all of them, put them back in the kitchen. Yes, leave them barefoot and pregnant. That's all the future that you could hope for. But no, people want to follow this trajectory. Look at this bitch. She's supposed to weigh probably like 120 pounds at the most. But I bet this bitch weighs like 200, 320 pounds fucking at the most. Not even. That's just fucking... No, this bitch weighs 1,000. Fucking hogula. Anyways, let's continue.
They're expensive. And black women are tired of being tired. We're tired of having to...
You're tired of what? You're just a fat piece of shit. You don't do nothing. All you do is cry and complain that you want money because you're a woman and you're a nigger. Yes, women are so fucking stupid. That's why they deserve nothing and they should be under your thumb. Just saying.
Put on a smile on our faces and take care of everyone while no one takes care of us. So maybe, just maybe, if you would have just offered her something.
No, you don't help these people. No good deed goes unpunished. Yes, this woman's fucking stupid. Let herself get herself out of the fucking shit that she got herself into. Yes, it's not our fucking job to save these women. Just saying.
If you would have said, let me cover half. Or if you would have just left her alone.
No, you leave women alone and guess what? After a while, they start following you. They're going to start chasing you because women need men as an emotional tampon. Yes, women are insane. And that's what's wrong with this bitch. She's fucking feral. If you don't fucking have eyes in your head, well, I'm sorry. I can't help you there. But let's continue.
Respected boundaries, but offered something. Something.
Fuck you, nigger. You're fucking stupid. Yeah, you don't give these people fucking cash and prizes because then they're gonna still want more and more. And then what do you get? Then you start getting these minorities coming into your fucking neck of the woods and start asking you about money and all kinds of shit. And you got this stupid ass piece of shit thinking that Christmas is racist because they don't celebrate Christmas. I don't give a fuck what they celebrate. They could go and celebrate themselves getting fucked. Just an opinion, but let's continue.
If I'm wrong, but everything being closed on Christmas Day has to be racist. It's what?
You know what? Fuck you. I don't give a fuck if you think Christmas is racist. This is my country, and in my country, we celebrate Christmas. If you don't like it, go fuck yourself. I already know that Donald Trump already put his stupid menorah bullshit over in the White House, but not a fucking Christmas tree. It's because it's supposed to be racist. Fuck all you people. You people make my country fucking sick and broken, and I don't like it. But don't worry, sooner or later, your comeuppance will come. It might not be by my hands, but it'll be by somebody's. Just saying. Oh, and remember, these are for entertainment purposes only, and these are just my delusions. So let's continue.
One thing, the shops being closed. It's another, the transport being closed.
Get out. Just get the fuck out. Yes, you're not welcome here. Get out. Leave. Nobody wants you. You smell. Christmas is for Christians. You're not a Christian. Get out. This country is not for you. Get out. Just get out. Leave. Goodbye. Run away. Leave now. If you don't, it's gonna get worse for you. Just saying.
I can't travel anywhere. On top of...
Yes, this country's not for you. That's why you're noticing these things. So guess what? Like I said earlier, get out.
That. Imagine if shops open so all of the Muslim people and the non-celebrating people could...
How about... No. We're not doing none of that shit. Fuck your stupid religion. We're not fucking Muslims. If you don't like it, get out. Just leave. This country's not for you. I bet other countries are not for you anyways. Get out.
Take the shift. The government is so inconsiderate of what other people might want.
Yes, these countries are not for you. I know the powers that be want you into this country, but no. People are going to push back, and it's going to get worse and worse for you. You're seeing stage one. Wait when stage two and three goes beyond.
They're only focused on a small majority of people who celebrate Christmas, obviously.
Oh, fuck you. The majority of people here celebrate Christmas. Just because you don't like Christmas because you're a fucking dirty, filthy Muslim or whatever? Fuck you. Instead of minding your own business, you come here and tell people how to live their life. No. Someone's gonna shove their foot straight up your fucking ass that you're gonna be fucking puking out your fucking camel fucking jockey clothes. So eat shit and die. Just saying.
Everyone who's celebrating, I hope you enjoy it now. But I heard these kitchen is open.
Yeah, you people need to stop fucking serving these morons. Yes, we're not here for them. These people are just invaders. They're like locusts. They eat everything. They need to go. They need to go. Now.
I can't even travel to these kitchens because I don't drive.
I don't give a fuck. You're a piece of shit. You don't need a drive. Driving is for citizens. Yes, what? You're going to get yourself a driver's license and they're going to give you a car too? Oh, you're not going to want a little piece of shit fucking car. You're going to want a real nice one. Oh, I want the Tesla or some shit like that because you're a fucking minority always chasing status symbols. Fuck you.
Obviously, I'm getting my license and someone allow me in it. But I can't even get the train there. So what do you want me to do? Walk to D's kitchen? That's like an hour.
I don't give a fuck if it's a week it takes you to fucking walk your ass over there. You're not supposed to get a driver's license or a car. Yeah, those are for winners, not for fucking losers. Yes, I know people are thinking that you're a refugee, but no, you're here as an invader trying to take people's shit away. No, that is not fucking cool. But people are stupid and giving you all this money because they're retarded, yeah? Well, that's okay, friends. Let these stupid people do what they're gonna do. Yes, you just keep on moving forward and you just gotta save your monies and build up yourself mentally and physically. So when the war starts, you could act accordingly. Yes, friends, I'll be there with you. So let's make the future great again. Well, goodbye, friends.
This video is from a massive Amazon warehouse in Canada. People noticed that almost everyone, workers, technicians, even managers, appear to be from the same background. Let me be very clear, this is not criticism of workers. Everyone deserves a job. But Canadians are asking, how does a huge workplace with thousands of jobs end up looking so one group dominant? Because at the same time, many Canadians say they're applying nonstop. Online applications, reapplying, different locations. And they still don't get calls back. So the real question isn't about race, it's about the hiring system. Is it referral chains? Is it managers hiring from their own networks? So why is the conversation always about low-paying Tim Hortons and not about why high-paying corporations like these who aren't hiring Canadians at all? I think we are robots. We are not real humans like them. We don't have expenses and we don't need jobs that what our government thinks. Why put us last all the time?